Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich. Honored, delighted, and glad you tuned in today. Let's throw our Bibles over here to Proverbs. We read some scriptures here to build our faith up on divine healing and divine health. Now, remember that in 3 John, God said in verse 2, Beloved, talking about his children, now, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Every day of our life, we need to keep renewing our mind to God's Word. So we begin to see who we are in Christ Jesus, what Jesus bought and paid for and gave us. And not only that, but to keep our minds renewed to the Word of God to the point that every day of our life, the first thing we think of is what does the Word of God say about this? And then keep our heart established in God's Word. So here, the Scripture says here in Proverbs chapter 4, now verse 23-22, this is like the directions divine health. My son, attend to my words, incline to my sayings, let them not depart my eyes, keep them amidst the heart. Now here's why. Verse 22, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Well, this is what the time of us putting in God's Word is going to produce for us. It helps us as we keep our eyes on God's Word, and keep it before in our heart, and keep meditating on the Word of God, attend to it, put it first place. So anything that comes up in life, the first thing we think of is what does the Word of God says about us. Now, when we haven't been doing it, and if we're believers, if we haven't been doing it, then when something happens, usually the first thing we think of is, why'd God let this happen to me? You ever had those thoughts? It's just been me. Sure, they come to all of us. But you see, if we keep our mind renewed to the Word of God and keep our hearts established on God's Word, no matter what comes up, we're fully persuaded that we are what God's Word says we are. You know, here in Romans 12, the Scripture says in verse 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing your mind, that you may prove what is good and accept the perfect will of God. Well, renewing our minds is like reprogramming them, like if you program a computer. You know, you take that new laptop you got there and you program it, and then you got to keep it, you know, up to date. And not only that, but all the pop-ups that come to try to annoy you and get you distracted from what you're searching for, you know, can be a real hindrance. Well, spiritually speaking, there's doubt and unbelief that comes to all of us. You remember in 1 Timothy, the Scripture says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, fight, now write to the church, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou hast called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Well, there's a fight we're called. It's not to fight people. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rules, darkness, world, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. So there's thought to come to all of us as believers of doubt and unbelief, especially in the area of prosperity, divine healing. I mean, I had a real struggle with just believing God. I was born again after I received Jesus, my Lord and Savior. One of the reasons is I didn't know any scripture. And then at the time, I thought the way you get born again or saved is you just keep confessing your sins and keep confessing Jesus, your Lord and Savior. I didn't know that, you know, it's the one thing that you receive Jesus. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in the heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth righteous, and with the mouth confession made to salvation. So I just kept confessing Jesus my Lord, or asking him to come to my heart, or receive him as my Lord, and kept confessing all my sins. But you see, I didn't know that you just take it by faith once you do this. And that was a real struggle for me. But after I began to hear some scriptures and use those verses to help renew my mind and fill my heart so the doubt and unbelief would leave, then I get to the place that you're fully persuaded. Now, many times the doubt and unbelief has came, just like fear does. But what we do is we take God's Word and use it. So God here in Proverbs, He wants us to have good health. Jesus not only took our sins, but He took our sickness and diseases according to the Scriptures. Now, we're always taught in church that Jesus took our sins. But when it came to healing, we're usually taught God doesn't always heal. You know, for some reason, God didn't heal this person. And so we always heard that accompanied with Jesus took our sins. See, if God didn't want us to have good health, He wouldn't tell you how to get it. And here in Proverbs, He tells you what to do. Now, thank God for the gifts of Spirit. Supernatural manifestations of God, the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the anointing of God, laying on of hands, anointing with oil. Those are ways God ministers divine healing. But as a believer, just knowing what the Word says So when sickness tries to get on you, and it's going to come, because the devil comes. Jesus said, the thief cometh. So Jesus warned us ahead of time. So you can be prepared. He's going to cry and come and take the word out of you. You know, that was the subject of the sower sows the word. As soon as you hear the word, remember Jesus taught us there. It's in the Gospels. You know, all the Gospels also there in Mark chapter 4. Jesus said, when you hear the word, Satan comes immediately to take the word out. And he uses afflictions and persecutions, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things, and they enter in and choke the word. Well, if we keep ourselves built up in the word, what do you mean build up in the word, Brother Rich? Well, take scriptures and speak them out your mouth. Highlight promises in God's word. And every day go back and reread them. Remind yourself what the word says. So when fear comes, you can resist the fear. Just say, you know, when something like doubt comes to you, you took Mark 11, 23 and 24, and you spoke to the mountain, or you prayed the prayer of faith, and then the thoughts come to you that day or the next day or whenever. You're not going to get it. You don't have it. Wonder why you don't have it. You can answer back by the word of God. If you used Mark 11, 23, you could just respond by saying, according to the word of God, I have it, because Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, the whosoever saying this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you say is going to pass, he shall for saith. If you prayed the prayer of faith and believe you received what you prayed for, and the thought came to you, the fear came to you, the doubt comes to you, what you can respond by saying, no, I believe I received in Jesus' name. Because Jesus said, it's written, therefore I say unto you, what things are bizarre, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. I prayed, I believe I received in Jesus' name. Or maybe someone agreed with you in prayer for your healing or whatever. According to Matthew 18, 19, where Jesus said, again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth to touch anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them in Father which is heaven. And you know, so-and-so, we agreed on a certain time or certain place or a certain date, and I believed I received it then. For it's written, if two of you shall agree on earth to touch anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them in Father which is heaven. So what are you doing? Well, when the thoughts come, and the fear and the feelings of fear come, and doubt and unbelief, you're resisting them. Like James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So when that spirit of doubt tries to get over you, just say, doubt, I refuse you in Jesus' name. Fear, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I give you no place in my life. You spirit of doubt and unbelief, go from me. You spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, you go from me. I have authority over you. And then use scripture like Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, God doesn't want us to have any kind of pain, physically or emotionally, financially or any other thing, because Jesus redeemed us. Jesus delivered us. And our time we put in the Word is going to help us get built up and get fully persuaded. See, fight the good fight of faith, we read there in 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. See, that means if there's a fight, there's enemies that tries to hinder our Christian life. And, of course, the source of it, all opposition is from Satan. So when your faith seems weak and you seem like, you know, that it's not producing, go back to the Word and put more time in the Word. See, God's Word is medicine. So you won't overdose on God's Word by taking too much Word, like you could in natural through medications and prescriptions, legal or illegal. But with God's Word, you know, you just always know, I'm feeding my spirit on God's Word. Proverbs 18, 14, Amplified said, the strong spirit of man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? And Jesus said in Matthew 4, 4, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Well, our spirit man lives off of God's Word. Faith comes that way. Remember Romans 10, 17? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, where a believer can get deceived, when they hear the Word or hear a minister preaching the Word or teaching the Word, they'll think, well, you know, I've heard that. You ever go to services, you know, and the minister starts the service out and reads the scripture that you've heard, you know, in your mind, you thought 1,000 times. You know, if you've been born again any length of time, been around the Word, sometimes you have those thoughts that come to you. Well, see, that's really showing disrespect to God's Word. And the Bible doesn't say faith can be heard. It says it comes by hearing. So we need to always hear the Word. We're feeding on the Word. We're meditating on the Word. Again, back there in Proverbs 4, verse 20 said, my son, attend to my words. Give God's Word your undivided attention. I mean, everybody comes to service and hears a minister teach or preach the Word. You know, they may be hearing it, but they're not paying attention to it. And the way we treat God's word is the way we treat God, because God and His word are one. Now, the Bible's not God, but His word, and His word's inseparable between Him and His word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God and His Word are one. If we want to know God, we need to know His Word. If we want to know Jesus, we need to know His Word. So He says here, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thereto my sayings." See, what do we listen to? What do we primarily listen to in the time that we have? We need to make sure that, especially if you're in some kind of huge trial, you're keeping yourself fully persuaded. See, it's not trying so much we're trying to get God to do something. Actually, He's already redeemed us, already healed us, and delivered us. What we're trying to do is keep ourselves fully persuaded, get ourselves fully persuaded, fully convinced, with boldness and confidence, because hesitation will show up along with doubt and unbelief. And then your mind starts wondering and starts doubting. Wonder why I don't have it yet. Wonder why I haven't gotten it yet. Wonder why the situation's worse. Well, by that way, we're falling right in what Satan wants to do. We're playing right in his hands, so to speak. He's the one that comes with doubt and unbelief. When Peter stepped out of the boat on one word, "Come," and walked in the water, did a marvelous job. But, you know, he started looking at circumstances, and we're not putting him down. We've all done it. If we've been around faith any length of time, and bless his heart, he began to sink. Now, thank God he cried out to Jesus and got saved. He knew what to do. But the Bible teaches us there why this happened. Because he began to look at the wind and the waves. Well, you know, in the natural, you couldn't walk on water if it wasn't windy. But the thing was, it'd take the power of God, and Jesus gave Peter a word. He said, "Come." So now Peter's got has a word. The verse, his one word, "Come." And he stepped out of the boat and walked in the water of Jesus. Now, how did this all happen? By trusting Jesus' word, by what Jesus said. And you know, you can step out on God and believe you're healed, or believe you're delivered, or believe you've got the money. And it's just a tremendous job. You ever done any of this? Or it's just been me and Peter? And then next thing you knew, you fell right back into double-mindedness and fell right back to doubt and unbelief. Allowed your mind to drift off. See, mind wants to drift off there and wonder why we don't have it yet. And the devil will accommodate that. So this goes back to incline ear to God's sayings. Keep on listening. Hearing it. Well, I've been doing that. Good. Just if you're in a situation, just do it even more. Well, I'm doing my best. Well, he didn't ask us to do our best. He just told us to be doers of the word. And one way we can do the word of God is incline our ears to God's sayings. And then he goes on and says here, "Let them not depart from the eyes." So keep the word before your eyes. I mean, it's good to memorize scripture and quote it to yourself while you lie in bed at night or whatever. But as much as possible, let your eyes see God's word. It's another way that the word's going to get inside of our spirit. And keep them amidst the heart. That means meditate on the word. Meditate on it day and night. Remember, God said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, "This book of law," the word of God, "shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Well, boy, flesh don't want to do that, but the rewards are you prosper and have good success. So he told us, attend his word. Don't let the word depart out of our mouths. Keep them in his heart, for their life those who find him, health all their flesh. See, what are we going to get from this if we do this? Well, according to verse 22 of Proverbs 4, we get life and health. And see, the whole world's looking for that. Everybody wants to have life and health. And Jesus bought it and paid for it and gave it to us as the church, as the body of Christ. It's in our new covenant. It's one of the benefits. With long life, I'll satisfy him, showing my salvation. So it's easy to allow yourself to get talked out of the blessings of God. So when doubt comes, and it will come, and when fear comes, and unbelief, and they'll come, when that spirit of infirmity or poverty tries to attach itself to you, immediately remind yourself what the word says and say out your mouth. Take that sword of the spirit, speak it out your mouth. We're almost out of time today. I want to remind you a couple services we got coming up. First, we got our services, our church services during the week. You can check that out on our website. But during the week of Thanksgiving, New England Thanksgiving Revival 2015 is Springfield Sheridan Hotel, the week of Thanksgiving, two services a day, 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. That's actually November the 22nd through the 28th. And then for the month of December, we'll be in New Haven, Connecticut, there at the Omni Hotel at Yale Campus, two services a day on December 9th, 10th, and 11th. 3 days of services, come and get built up on God's Word. And then we got our New England Christmas celebration 2015 coming up. It's going to be the week of Christmas, two services a day, including Christmas Day, in Jesus' name. The 20th through the 26th, that's in Farmington, Connecticut, the Farmington Marriott Hotel. So make plans on being with us. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Till next time, this is Pastor Jesse Rich. Remind you that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.